What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
and Catherine
and Caroline.
We're live from Costa Rica,
and we are recording this into my phone right now. We have been in Costa Rica for a couple days. We're here on vacation and on the vibe of trying to be in vacation mode, because you guys, if you've been listening, if you've been keeping up, know that that's pretty important to us right now.
Borderline, that's kind of the new era.
It's kind of the new era.
The new era is pressure, trusting that everything's gonna happen, even if you don't stress and overwhelm yourself.
And it's all about creating that, I feel like we love to say like creating time and space for yourself, but it's all about creating time and space for yourself, setting the boundaries and like letting yourself have enjoyment and rest. So that's what we're doing. We're here on vacation and we're gonna vacation. So we're not recording a new episode for you guys this week, but what we wanna do is share a past episode again. One of our first ever episodes, goal setting.
Number 6. I feel like this one has come up a lot. It was kind of easy to choose which one we were gonna revisit this week, because honestly, a lot of you have been writing in about this episode and or tagging us that you're listening to it. And that's awesome, because I feel like it's an important episode and it's one that you can revisit however many times you need, and it still will have the same importance, same effect. And one of my favorite recent messages is someone recommended it to their boyfriend and he said that he loved it. And that's just so cool to see that it, you know, Girls with Goals is not just for girls.
It's helping everyone. Yeah. So goal setting is goal setting all the time. This is one of our earlier episodes, which I think will also be really interesting if you've been here from the beginning, to revisit kind of like what we talked about and maybe how we've evolved a little bit since then. And if you're brand new, you've never listened to it, so now you get to listen to the episode on goal setting and also hear us at the very beginning of the podcast, which was almost a year ago now.
It's kind of crazy to when I personally re-listen to it, because I mean, maybe you don't realize it from a listening standpoint, but from our standpoint, knowing how much we've like grown, gotten comfortable with the platform and just like the process of having a podcast is really cool.
Yeah, I just scrolled through it a little bit, and I also think it's super interesting because we recorded this episode when we were in school last fall, and so that is a little bit different perspective, whereas for the past 6 months, we were doing internships in Singapore and living abroad, and now it's been summer where we haven't been in school, so it's been a little while since we've talked about, like,
school
and, you know, like, doing well in school, staying productive, having, like, a work-life balance with school and stuff, and so I think it's also a great one to revisit with goal setting for that, as so many of us get ready to go back to school. So,
yay.
Here's our episode on goal setting. We hope you enjoy, and we will see you next week.
And if you guys are looking for another new episode, you know we just launched our new little mini-series, Guided, which are, the first one is out. It's a confidence hot girl walk, so it's kind of a music talk. It's halfway between a podcast and music, so if you don't want to decide, you don't have to. It's a little bit of talking podcast style, and then a little bit of songs playlist style, kind of like a radio show, but it's us, which is just such a fun and different kind of, you know, way to reach you guys and talk with you guys.
Yeah, we put together a playlist about a certain topic or a mood, and then we listen to those full songs along with you as we talk. And Catherine and I are also alternating these mini episodes, so it's a little bit of time where you get like just one-on-one with one of us, which is really cool. And they're going to be bi-weekly from now on. So the first one came out last Thursday. It's going to be bi-weekly on Thursdays. If you haven't listened yet, go listen to it. I'm not going to lie, like, I'm loving it. People are loving it. I think it's the perfect in-between balance of, like, getting pumped up and in a zone for music, but also kind of getting the value of a podcast and hanging out and talking as well.
I know a lot of people have said that they are enjoying it for running, too, because it is kind of a balance between both podcasts and music, because for longer runs, you kind of get the longevity that you get with a podcast, kind of zoning in with your run, but then you also get the mental breaks of switching up your music every 15 minutes or whatever it is. So I think that's super cool. Definitely go check it out, and there will be more to come. Right now, one is called Hot Girl Walk Series, but we'll definitely expand that to journaling and to, you know, potentially workouts, and have a big database that you can choose from for whatever mood or activity type you're feeling.
This week, for our topic, we are literally going to talk all about goals, why they're important, how to set them, how to be a girl with a goal.
How to be a girl with a goal, because isn't that who you are? If you're listening, you are a girl with a goal.
Exactly. I mean, our podcast is Girls with Goals, so it's only natural to have a whole episode dedicated to goals. So today, we want to talk to you guys all about how to set goals for yourself that are actually going, how to set goals for yourself that you're actually going to follow through with, how to take a huge goal and break it down into smaller steps that you need to get there, how to decide what you even want your goals to be, all of that. And I really think you guys are going to get a lot of good stuff out of this one.
And we're also going to let you guys in on some of our goals, short term and long term.
Yeah, so honestly, like, why goals, right? Because I feel like some people are so into goal setting, all of that, but so many people, like, they don't, you know? Either
That's just not
you
a
just like
thing that they
you
do.
just move through life and you don't really like have these goals and stuff. So it's like, why do we love setting goals? Why do we do that? One, setting goals is gonna keep you motivated, and I always feel like it gives me purpose day to day. Like, without having these goals,
Well, not like
short,
in a
not in
huge.
this big purposeful way, but like having little things
It's just
that
like
I want.
it structures my day, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
having short-term goals structures your day, but also having these long-term goals kind of gives you
It
focus in
structures
life.
your life.
It gives you focus for like what you think is actually important in your life, which can help you to move towards those things and also to not put so much weight in the things that you know are not so important for you long term.
Yeah, it helps you just like create like valuation in all the things in your life.
Yeah, I think that's something that actually like can help with your mental health so much is when you have this focus on what's really important to you in your life. It can help you to not stress over all these little things or not put so much pressure on all of these
And
other little
it makes it a
things.
lot easier to know how much of your energy to like put into each thing.
I also think that setting goals gives you momentum in life because once you start doing this, it's like this a constant
Yeah, once you
flow.
do one thing, it's easier to do five things.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on about like how you can have these goals that kind of build on each other and just keep being like stepping stones to bigger things. But just goal setting in general gives you that momentum in life where you're constantly feeling like you're accomplishing things, you're moving your life in the
And
right
it's like it's
direction.
such a good feeling.
It is. It gives you things to feel
Not even
accomplished for
just
every
like
day.
finishing the goals, but working towards them. It's that good feeling of like, yeah, I'm doing this. Like we're doing this. Stuff's happening.
And by just having goals in mind, you're always going to be moving forward, even if like you're not actively going after something, right? Like you're not going to set one goal and then every single thing that you do and every move you make is going to be like specifically for
Tailored for
that.
that, yeah.
But no matter what you're doing, you're honestly still going to be moving forward because you're going to have these goals and these values subconsciously in your mind. So you're gonna just always be manifesting those things and
Be
subconsciously
working
pushing
towards
yourself
it, like
towards them.
being open to opportunities that may help you with it, and actually being aware of the changes that are being made.
Yeah, and honestly, just like shifting those values too. I think that that's honestly a really important point that we made
Yeah.
before.
That's a huge thing because I know I have a hard time like determining what in my life like has value and what has less, like what amounts of value to give to different things. But when I kind of sit down and actually think through some of my goals and like what I want to do, it makes it a lot easier to understand what is truly important to me and how I can like focus my thoughts, focus my energy, my actions, and build my life around those goals.
So, where do you even start? Big goals, small goals? I think you need a mix of both. You know, big goals are what drive you. Big goals are this vision of you in a year or in 5 or 10 years and everything that you want your life to be then. But those big goals can also be overwhelming because where do you even start with them? That's where the small goals come in. Small goals are what ground you and actually keep you moving forward. Daily, weekly, monthly, those small goals are the real stepping stones to getting to everything that you want.
Yeah, those are the action steps. So, starting with
The big
the
picture.
big picture, those macro kind of goals. Vision boards, which we made a couple last night or started to. Vision boards are gonna help you to think big. You know, you don't really need to know every single detail. You just need to know the vibe, the feeling, some ideas of kind of what you want to accomplish or where the direction you want to go in.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should start kind of vague and then get towards the smaller things here. And vision boards are a great place to start when you might not know exactly what the things are that you want yourself to do, right? You might not have these like,
Hyper specific.
yeah, specific or fixated or like number specific or anything goals, but you more so just know like the overall vibe and feeling that you want your life to be like. Vision boards are great. Go on Pinterest and start pinning pictures that look like what you want your life to look like. Go on Instagram, take screenshots, things like that, and like literally print
Yeah.
out these pictures,
Print them out, put them on the wall.
put them on the wall. It's honestly
Look at it every
crazy.
day.
And I was saying this to my friend the other day as well, that like even for me personally, I haven't always known like every single super specific thing that I want to do in my life. But I've always, like, since I was super young, known how I wanted my life to feel like, or what the overall vibe that I wanted my life to be like. And there are a lot of different ways that I could see that manifesting for me. So that's why vision boards are so cool, because yes, you can get super specific with some things. Like, if you really want to go to one specific place in the world, or if you really
Yeah.
want this one specific thing, obviously put those things up there. But otherwise, it can just be pictures that kind of speak to you towards what you want to feel
And
like.
as you complete maybe the little goals, or as you think through the vision board a little bit more, those vaguer ideas are going to become more solid, and they're just going to pick up more details as you go, and it's going to get closer and closer to actually happening as time goes on.
Wherever your summer takes you, bring the energy and hydration to make today and every day totally yours with products made for this moment.
Advocare wants to help you find your flavor of the summer with their summer sampler bundle of Spark Packs and Rehydrate Electrolyte Packs. For just $12 and free shipping, you can try all of the flavors of these two products. Spark helps boost energy with 20 vitamins and minerals, and Rehydrate supports long-lasting hydration with 9 vitamins and minerals and 4 electrolytes.
Caroline recently made electrolyte popsicles with a fruit punch rehydrate pack, and obviously I stole one and it was so refreshing.
We are always on the go, in a rush, moving around, especially over the summer. So having these packs makes it so convenient to stay hydrated or just beat an afternoon slump on the go.
You can find the Advocare Summer Sampler Bundle linked in our show notes or at advocare.com/tryadvocare to grab them yourself.
That's advocare.com/tryadvocare. Enjoy.
Yeah, so print these out, put them on a poster, on a board, put them up on your wall, put them somewhere where you can see it frequently and you can constantly kind of just be reminded of those things and fully believe that it can be yours. Don't put these things up there like, oh, like you're kind of dreaming of something, but you're thinking of it as
No,
something that you
no.
could never have.
Think,
Like this, you can have this.
look at the picture, and like if someone's face is in it, swap in your mind, swap that for your face.
Right.
Picture yourself like if it's on a beach, like how does the sand feel? Like what, when are we jumping in the water? You know what I mean? Like you need to actually genuinely, wholeheartedly visualize yourself in that moment as it's happening, and that's how you're gonna bring it to life eventually. 'Cause you're gonna be so into it, and you're gonna sub that goes back to the whole idea of your subconscious like working. But if you genuinely believe it, you're gonna be so much more, even if you don't know it, you're gonna be so much more driven and apt to go work for it and actually really make it happen. Which is cool. Because we have so many, like we've made so many vision boards in the past, and you
Or
kind of,
not that many,
actually
but
not that
like
many, but we've kind of gone through this whole idea of like, what do you want? And thinking back on it now, whether it's a vision board or like journaling, then there's so many things that really happened, and they happened almost exactly as you imagined it in the first place. And it's just crazy to understand that, like, yes, you can make it happen. Like, you can do it if you're so into it.
Yeah, I'm looking, and Catherine and I literally both last night were going through Pinterest starting to create new vision boards,
We
because
haven't
I
looked at each
realized
other's, though.
that the one that I have up in my room now is from almost 2 years ago at this point. It's from the very beginning of when we were in quarantine, before I even like really started pursuing Instagram and all of these things. And so much has changed in my life, and honestly,
So
so
much
many
has
things from
happened.
my vision board have come true since then. And it's like I wasn't It's not like I was looking at that every day and being like, I'm gonna make this happen today. It's just like I always saw that and envisioned it as like something that my life could actually be like. And
Because
now,
when you like actually, if you write it down or if you print it out, then it becomes almost tangible,
yeah.
you know?
So I wanna, I'm looking through kind of the things that I saved last night in my board
Yeah, what did
so
you
I
put
can
on
look
there?
through them. But I mean, make this about a lot of different things in your life, not one specific thing. So I have things that are specific to fitness. I have girls who look super strong and muscular and lean and powerful and how I want to look and feel. And I have people running and lifting weights and
Some really good
these
food in
pictures
there.
that like envision that fitness side of things that I want to feel. And then I have some super nourishing, great food in there as a reminder that like I deserve to nourish my body and these are the things that make my body feel the best.
So some of it is like Buddha bowls, which, oh my God, we need to start making more Buddha bowls because they're
Exactly.
so
That's how,
good.
that's literally what I
They're
want every
so
meal to
good.
be. Then I have pictures of more like fashion stuff, more like businesswoman kind of stuff, because I'm feel like I'm entering
Empire
this
vibes.
phase of life where it's like I really want to lean into that like bougie businesswoman side of things now
Energy, the
that,
energy of
yeah,
it.
the energy of that. So I have, these girls looking bomb in their blazers and their nice bags and stuff. Being their own boss in cities wherever they are. I have things about travel because the world is starting to open back up and we're going to be able to travel again. I have pictures that are specifically in Asia because in Catherine and I grew up spending a lot of time in Asia. We
And we'll
grew up,
hopefully return
yeah,
very soon.
we grew up in Hong Kong and we traveled all over Asia, and that's been a dream for the past few years is to go back to Asia and travel again over there. So I have pictures of that. I have pictures of Italy and Greece because those are some dream spots for me. Encompass so many different things. I want to put pictures in there with specific brands that I want to work with. I literally have pictures of specific people who I legitimately want to be friends with. Like, I literally have pictures on my
There's
board of
one on
people.
Caroline's board in her room right now from the one from 2 years ago
That has literally come true
that has come
recently.
true, and it's just crazy to think that this girl that you were like was an idol and a mentor to you now is like you're able to actually work with her.
It's so crazy the stories that you will hear from people who will be like, I found my vision board from years ago, and I literally went to the same hotel that that picture was from, or I literally owned the house that is in my picture, or I literally
Those ones are
met these
crazy.
specific people or have these things, and they they literally made these exact things come true. I also have
Exact things.
pictures on here of some like travel couples and all of
Travel
that.
couples. Me and
Ava
who?
Gutowski, I love her. She's one of my favorite creators ever, always has been. So I have
True, she's
pictures.
been like one of our inspirations from the beginning
Yeah,
when it was like
like
travel vlog
yeah.
stuff.
As a creator, I have some of that because, that is something that I want to see manifested in my life this year. I could use a good relationship because that part of my life has been lacking. But I also have super high standards for what I want that to look like. So
Which is why it's been
I
lacking.
literally have pictures of like what I want a relationship to look like for me on here. Like, make it about everything.
Make it
Is
about
there anything you have? I've
everything.
talked so much about
I've no, I
mine,
feel like we
but
have pretty like similar vibe. Obviously, we've come up with like different pictures and it's like it differs slightly, but just that kind of the whole energy of like confident boss businesswoman. I have some like fashion type pictures in here and then some travel. I have a picture of Singapore because hopefully we'll be there soon. I have some spin instructor pictures of kind of what like idols in the spin instructor space that I mean, I would love to be in their position or adjacent in the near future. I have a couple of like photo shoot pictures with athletes, which I think would be super, super fun to be a part of. And yeah, I have some like fitness inspo pictures, some travel pictures, a lot of Greece because I would love to go to Greece. And then I have some pictures of the, like, you know, those Pinterest type friendships where it's like cool pictures and like they always look like they're happy.
Of those, because I feel like I want to see that in my life, like friendships,
genuine fun,
like
good
friendships and relationships in my life. And then one thing that I think is really cool that we've been talking about literally just like the last couple of days is this podcast studio.
Yeah, I have those pictures.
So
of pretty, like, gorgeous.
So like really, really
cute,
cool,
like vibey,
really cute
studios.
Vibey studios. Because that'd be just so fun, us hanging out. Like
one day soon, we'll upgrade from the dorm.
Have some respect. We're in my room right now. We've upgraded. But yeah, the one that I'm looking at right now, like there's like pink velvet chairs, like a cool marble table. They have the mics on little stands, and like there's plants everywhere, and it's just such a good space. Like the energy of the space honestly seems so like comforting, and it would be such a good area to record in. I feel like we would just be so like at home in the space, and it would make for some really good vibes coming out of the podcast. But yeah, there's just a lot on here. Literally, you can put anything you want on here,
so,
and it's just so cool to look at.
So yeah, those vision boards are going to be like this overarching cloud of what you want your life to look like. Then get a little bit more specific and think of the specific things that you want to accomplish. You can literally take a piece of paper, take a journal, stuff. Just start writing down all of these specific things that you want to see yourself do, whether it's in a month or a year or 5 years or 10 years. Like, think big for these too. Like, don't be afraid to dream big, because truly, you can do anything that you set your mind to, so why not set big goals?
Why not set big goals? Side note, one of the like, least favorite things ever is when people are like, oh, you know, like, be realistic. Shut up.
Well, we're going to get into how you can maybe be more realistic and talk about the things that you can do, like, in real time right now, but guys, dream
big. With those vision boards, like, don't put yourself in a box, like, put whatever you want on there.
Right, I think it's easy, and I even feel this too, like, when I'm thinking about these goals and when I'm picking pictures for vision boards and stuff, to be like, but could I really have that?
No,
like,
I was doing that last night. There are some pictures that I just omitted from, like, pinning, because I was doing it on Pinterest, and I was like, oh, no, I can't.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know
that.
If I see that, but it's like,
no, yes, I can. Like,
is,
shut up. I can't have that.
This is not the time
absolutely
to doubt yourself. This is not the time to doubt yourself. This is the time to feel empowered and confident and dream big, because this is your life and you can do anything that you set your mind to.
Goddamn.
And what? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You wrote 10 goals and you
got
accomplished
four?
Five or four of them? Like,
okay, you accomplished five of
like,
them.
Like, hell yeah.
Go
so,
off.
So seriously, think of everything that you could even ever dream of yourself doing. Even if it's not gonna, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, Caroline, just, well said.
You know what I mean. Like, just do not put yourself in a box. Do not confine yourself to expectations
to
for you. Don't. Do, if you can dream it, you can do it.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
What do you
next
do, though?
Next Instagram caption.
You what do you do, though, you when do you have this list of specific things? For Catherine and I, we literally have a wall in her room of sticky
looking
notes
at it right now.
Like, I've journaled a lot of times and, like, just wrote down all these goals and stuff, but some super specific things we have, we put on sticky notes on in Catherine's wall.
It's the wall that, so, like, my room, picture, like, a square, right? My bed is on one wall, the wall that I'm looking directly at, so I literally, like, I look at it when I go to sleep, like, I look at it when I wake up, I walk out the door, and I can see this, and half of the wall, like, one side of the wall is stuff that's specific for me, and the other side of the wall is stuff that's specific for Caroline, and then the middle is stuff like podcast stuff that maybe it's like a combined goal or something that we want to do together. And it's just so fun, like the wall is full. Actually, it's kind of looking a little bit bare because we took a lot of stuff down last night.
It's cool. Every time we
it's
come
just
home,
so
we
much
see
fun
new notes that we're like, oh my god, we did that. I
like, we
take that
we
down
really did that. And
oh
it's
wait,
just
I'm looking at another right now that I
what
can
one
take down. Yeah.
Oh, wait, we can take down one of that podcast one that's right there.
You guys know how important health and wellness is for us, and a huge part of that is your mental health. Feeling at peace, being able to focus, de-stress, combat anxiety, these are all key pieces to your health and all things that we should have the tools to do.
We were recently introduced to breathwork through the app Open, and now we're excited to share a 30-day free trial with you as well. I've talked a lot about stress on the podcast and social media recently because I'm really trying to get into a de-stressing era and find more consistent peace in my life. And through doing daily breathwork sessions on the Open app, I feel like I've unlocked this brand new tool to help me with day-to-day stress and anxiety. It sounds kind of weird, but I've been doing breathwork in the shower every day with their 5-minute on-demand sessions, and it's very calming. I really like it. And I've also done themed classes specific to productivity and focus and sleep. I actually wrote something down to share with you that I learned from the productivity meditation. The teacher said, think about what this task does for you, think about what it does for other people, and then try to infuse that gratitude into the task when you're doing it in the moment. I loved that, so I thought I would share it, because maybe you guys will as well.
And with yoga classes as well, Open is the only app that offers breathwork, meditation, and movement classes all in one.
We're working with Open to get you 30 days free to try it out and see if you enjoy it as much as we are. There's a link in the show notes, and you can go to withopen.com/goals to get that.
Again, you can go to withopen.com/goals and use code GOALS for 30 days free of unlimited live and on-demand breathwork, meditation, yoga, Pilates, and more.
Let us know what classes you try. We're excited to hear how you like it.
Okay, but then what do you do when you have all of these, like, specific goals up here? How do you break down a goal?
Yeah, you can set any goal, but getting yourself to that is the stuff that requires more thought and kind of planning.
Right, so how do you break down this big goal into actionable steps? How do you take something that could be big and kind of abstract and you break it down into actual ways to get there? So, for an example, this is, like, kind of an example that makes sense just because it's like numerical and you can attach numbers to it. But say that you had a goal of being a content creator and you wanted to reach 100,000 followers on Instagram. Okay, so where are you now? Where should you start? Well, to reach 100,000, first you'll have to reach 50,000. To reach 50,000, first you'll have to reach 10,000. So let's start there, right? Don't go right into it saying I'm gonna go from 0 to 100 real quick, because then you're not actually thinking about the steps that you need to get there, and you'll get lost and you'll get overwhelmed. So now, even though your overarching long-term goal is 100,000, your goal right now is 10,000. Maybe put a date on that. Say, in 4 months, I want to have 10,000 followers.
Oh, that's the other thing. Putting a date on things is really, really important and helpful.
Yeah, even if you don't actually reach it by that date, you'll be further along than you would have if you didn't. So say I want to have 10,000 followers in 4 months. Well, right now I have 1,000. So what do I need to do to get there in 4 months? I need to research social media trends and algorithms. I need to define my purpose and my message. I need to actually create content and stay consistent with a posting schedule. Boom! Now you have all of these legitimate action steps that you can work on right now. So instead of having this overwhelming abstract idea of I need to get to 100,000, now you have these goals that you can achieve right now, every day, every week, every month, that will move you in the right direction of that. So every goal you have, take it from this macro goal and break it down into the steps that you can do in a year, in 6 months, in 2 months, in a month, in a week, what you can do today to move it for that. You guys know what I mean?
Because honestly, if you just say, if you're at 1,000 followers and you say, I want 100,000, that can be so debilitating. Because there's just so many different components that go into it. So if you're focusing on that one definitive end goal, it's going to be so, so, so much harder to actually get there. But if you break it down and you focus on those smaller steps. What did Mom text us the other day when we were, like, both going through it and being overwhelmed? She was like, just take it one thing at a time and you'll get through it.
Have these big things in mind, but take the action steps one step at a time.
Because those are, in your mind, it's going to be a lot more feasible and a lot more easy to understand and, like, actually get to. So you're going to be way, way more motivated to actually put in the work because you're closer to it. It's more, it makes more sense for you to get there. Do that again. So another example is that I feel like a lot of people go through or something similar, especially within fitness, is, like, a huge fitness goal. So if you want to run a half marathon, ask yourself where you're at now. If you can only run, say, 3 miles, before you do a half marathon, you're going to have to be able to run 10 miles. Before you do that, you're going to have to be able to run 5 miles. And before you run 5 miles, you should be super, super solid at 3 miles. So what can you do right now to help you get to those different milestones? You can create a training routine that you know you can stick to. So run 4 times a week.
some days will be easy, some days will be hard. You can work up from 3 miles to 5 miles. And now you're not just going from 3 miles to 12 miles, which is going to be overwhelming and unreachable. And honestly, if you try to make that jump, like 3 miles to 12 miles, that's a huge, huge difference.
And you're going to feel like a failure.
You're going to feel like a failure when you don't need to.
You just need more time and you need smaller steps to get there.
Because you absolutely can get there. You just need to take it one day at a time, going from that 3 to 5, that 5 to 8, 8 to 10. You know, then those actionable steps, like, boom. You'll be running that 12 in no time. Easily. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like when you break things down like that, that it's gonna take you longer to get there because you're like, oh, I have to do this and this and this. But actually, you're gonna get there faster and more efficiently because if you just tried to jump straight to the big thing, you are gonna quit and you are gonna give up. And then you're gonna be
and then you're never 6 months gonna get
down
there.
The line, still where you started.
Starting from the beginning.
Whereas if you took these smaller steps, you would still be moving forward and you might be there by now. That's why when it comes to fitness goals and stuff, people think that they're going to go straight from start to finish in like a week or a month and stuff, and they set these super unrealistic short goals. Well, then you're going to get burnt out, or you're not going to reach them and you're going to feel like you failed. And then,
you're going to just stop.
So then after a month, you quit. And then a year later, you haven't made any progress. Versus if you took those slow baby steps, if you did things in a sustainable way, you made them a part of your lifestyle, you let yourself enjoy them, then in a year, you might be exactly where you want to be. Because you took those slower steps versus trying to jump right from point A to point B, but then quitting because that's unrealistic. Sometimes going after those bigger goals is also going to be a bit more passive. You know, for example, it's been a goal of mine to be friends with other creators and make more connections in the industry, and I've always had that in the back of my mind as I focused on my own content and my own values and purposes, and through working hard on my own brand and being open to all people and opportunities, I've recently seen so many of these things come together and have had lots of amazing people just come naturally into my life. You know, from last weekend's event in Boston that we talked about, to podcast guests that we have lined up, and other people who I've just connected with online. Like, by having this goal in the back of my mind, as I've just worked towards other things and worked confidently towards doing everything that I'm trying to do, these other things have naturally come together on the side because I've kept my mind open to them and because I've had them in the back of my head.
A lot of your goals are going to be linked to a kind of common overarching theme. So when you're working towards one, you're inevitably going to be working towards another, and a lot of them will come as get closer to those other goals. Just like Karen was talking about, like meeting more people in the fitness and creator space was inevitable as you grew and strengthened your own platform. So when you're making that big list of goals, they don't really all need to be things that you're separately going after at the same time. They don't need to be, like, contradictory or completely unique. A lot of the things will be connected, and some things can be more passive, but because you have them in the back of your mind and because you're working towards those other connected goals, you're still always manifesting them and moving towards them, and you are still accomplishing them even if you're not, you know, spending an hour every day, like, working specifically towards that one goal.
All right, so we've talked a lot about, you know, these bigger goals, how you can then break down those bigger goals. So what do we actually do to, like, organize our lives and do that? I like to try to set, like, kind of a little bit bigger goals on, like, a monthly basis, sometimes 3 months out, because 3 months is, like, a pretty proven time that, like,
you can get a lot done in 3 months.
There's, like, a 30-60-90 rule, and I don't know, like, that much of how to define it, but it's, like, the work that you put in now will start to pay off and start to be shown in 30 days, and then in 60 days it will have grown, and then by 90 days after you've started to work on something, like, you will really start seeing that return. You will really start
seeing it happen in your own life.
Yeah, you know? So 3 goals is, like, I mean, 3 months is, like, a really great benchmark, so I like to look at kind of in between short and long-term things, like, mm-hmm. 3 months is a great amount of time. But also, like, I like to try to recenter myself and reset intentions every month. Yeah. And then also, I like to set goals every week just based on how I'm feeling in the moment, right?
And it doesn't, like, have to be, like, a whole established, like,
right,
ceremony of setting, right, goals. Like, you can just think about it.
Exactly. Like, healthy living in general is this big overarching goal of mine, and then I evaluated how
you right now.
I evaluated how I was feeling this week, and I said, I think that my nutrition.
She said, no more pumpkin bread.
I said, I think that my nutrition is lacking, and that I need to bring in some more nourishing foods this next week. So that's how I evaluated just how my life is right now, yeah, how I'm feeling right now, to set.
And she didn't, like, sit down and do calculations. She had a thought and she said it as we were in conversation. You know, it can, these goals and setting goals can be,
they don't have to be casual, quite so calculated. Yeah. Yeah, they can be very casual, especially these shorter things, like, that you want to do, mm-hmm, just this week, or even just today, right? Like, you could literally just say, my goal for tomorrow is to get this, this, and this done. Boom.
Yeah, I feel like something that we don't even think about is, like, goal setting is planning out your, I don't know if you guys do this, but I know Carolyn and I both, like, individually do this. Before I go to sleep or before I end my day, I'll look at my calendar, kind of set my calendar for the next day. And when I'm doing that, I make sure to get in everything I want to get in that day. And so that in itself is kind of a form of that smaller goal setting. So, like, within the day, I want to go to the gym. I want to, like, go for a walk. I want to get my homework done. I want to respond to these emails I need to respond to. All those little things that maybe you just think of as tasks, like, those, you, if you think about them as more of goal setting, I feel like you spin them in a more positive light.
Mm-hmm.
And with that positive light, you're going to be a little bit more motivated to do it. Mm-hmm. And it all works together like that.
Right? Like, when you have these big things going on in the back of your mind, it's going to help you structure your day better because you're like, okay, I am going to go to the gym tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to do the work, like, that I need to do tomorrow because I want to do well in my classes, mm-hmm, and I want to learn these things and I don't want to feel stressed and I want to be on top of my work. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do my work tomorrow.
But you know what? Just taking, like, the, oh, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. After a week of, I'm going to go focusing on just, like, the next day, you know, the, take it one day at a time. After a week of going to the gym, then it becomes 2 weeks, then you're into 3 weeks. Like, now
then
you're,
it's a habit.
Then it's a habit. Then it's a set routine. Then look at all you've accomplished in the gym and all, like, the strength that you've gained from that. Like, it takes a day to make up a week, baby.
Yeah. So, big picture, we love vision boards. We love making these big goals
they
and then
just,
breaking,
like,
them
really
down
cute
into action steps. And then short term, try putting a little bit of structure in your day, and that doesn't mean go overboard and try to plan every single minute, but that means have the things that you want to accomplish every day so that you make sure you're on top of everything and that you're living a well-rounded, balanced life, mm-hmm, with every aspect that you want to. Set those weekly goals based on how you're feeling. Set those monthly goals based on the bigger accomplishments that you want to make, right? Mm-hmm. Everything goes macro to micro to macro, whatever way you want to look at it.
And when you focus connected and, like, again, focusing your energy on different things, if you put your energy more into that micro stuff, you're not going to be as overwhelmed. Once again. And now,
time for not the double take.
Not the double take.
Because we decided that we want to do something a little bit different this week. Instead of doing a double take segment where we answer some of your other questions,
we're going to give you some homework.
A little bit of homework, some tasks to do. But fun tasks.
You know, we hate tasks. This is fun.
Goals.
We're going to give you some goals to work through. We want you guys to all go make your own vision board.
Or make your own big list of goals. Or go buy a journal or a daily planner. If you don't
and
have,
like,
a daily planner,
down,
then that's your goal as well. Go get a planner. Because you need to start planning.
Stanley!
You need to start planning those days, weeks,
kids
and months
shaking
and setting things
come
down.
Here.
You want to say hi?
Come here.
Stanley. He's been literally sitting in the room the whole episode.
So yeah, we want you guys to take everything that we just said and put it to use in your own life. And I mean, ideally, we would love for you guys to make a vision board. So, I mean, what we do is just go on Pinterest, save some things, print it out, put it on a board, stick it on the wall, and then you're good to go. Or you can just make a list, stick it on the wall. You can write it in a journal, however you want to do it.
And then share it with us.
And then share it with us.
We want to see all of these things, too. Take a screenshot of your Pinterest page, or if you actually make a physical board, take a picture of it. Send it to us or post it on your Instagram story. Tag
us
at like Girls With Goals Pod or either of our personals. Like, we want to see what you guys are creating.
We want to see your goals. We want to see how you guys are taking this and running with it.
Yeah, we want to see how you guys are taking action from everything we've talked about today. So buy your planners, make your vision boards with the extra time that we're giving you by not doing the double take.
Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed revisiting this episode on goal setting, whether you've listened to it before or not. And we're going to get back to enjoying our vacation here in Costa Rica, and we will catch you next week.
Bye.